I got a few things I want to say.
It's Monday, July 3rd, 2006. Thanks for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
The word now is seize the time.
It's a weekly music podcast featuring songs and bands I think you might have missed.
You know, all that does is intensify rage.
My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
Seize the time.
There was a Brooklyn-based band called Enon doing their song Knock That Door. It's from a B-Sides and Rarities collection that came out last year called Lost Marbles and Exploded Evidence, which is a great record, and that was a great song. I do love the Enon, and Knock That Door is one of my favorite songs. It's a great band. They have the female singer and the guy singer, and they do different stuff, and the B-Sides collection is a pretty good record to pick up if you want to just kind of get a sampling. It's got 16 tracks for 10 bucks. Can't beat it. There's links for everything I talk about on the Sounds of My Head website at soundsofmyhead.com, including links to pick up the next thing I'm going to play. Two songs in a row by ex-Moldy Peach, Adam Green. Moldy Peaches were, of course, Adam Green and Kemi Dawson, who have both played on The Sounds of My Head before, and I'm about to play Adam Green again. That's right, he has a new record that came out a couple of months back called Jacket Full of Danger, which is a super-duper good record. We're going to hear two songs from it, Nat King Cole and Novotel, which are both very good. And the whole record, it's very different from his previous records, I think. It's a bit less folky, a bit more produced, a lot of other instruments besides just kind of guitar and, you know, kind of simpler folk songs that, like, he's been doing. It's less silly and funny and kind of more, I don't know what it's going for. It's kind of 70s or, I don't know. I really like it, though. It's totally strange, and I think it's Adam Green's best record to date. Jacket Full of Danger. Check it out. Nat King Cole and Novotel right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Oh, I've been gone with Darlene in a tragical part of the night. But I wish she would bring me a place in morning spectacular light. Make her last just a few brothers, new brothers, lovers proclaim. Down at the subway station, just a few brothers, mothers remain. Oh, help the children. Down at the television station, mama, your boy getting tired. But baby, you ain't trying to warn me that the maitre d' getting fired. Just like those boys down there second off kids, oh, he said, oh, oh, oh. Just like the funny little lady, mama, tiny green, just like butter. Yeah. But everybody know none of that King Cole, none of that King Cole, none of that, none of that, none of that King Cole, baby. You're giving birth to a jealous lover, lady. The situation is out of your hand, mama. A funny little lady and Johnny Leguizamo, they're gonna get me, mama. But oh now, yeah. Now I've been monkeying around, but a bebopping freewheeling guy. But this weed Adam Green found his motel is how I get by. I got a hole in my barrel, Cheryl. She left me out in the cold. I got a 101 fever, mama. Should not be acting so old. She acting so old now, yeah. Break it down now. Neck and go, 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 neck and go.
As the New York Times revealed last week, the government has been monitoring not only private phone calls, but also bank accounts, to which the usual suspects cried, "Fascism, big brother!" We'll suck on this, privacy horse.
As been reported, seven men were arrested yesterday in Miami on charges of conspiring to support the Al-Qaeda terrorist organization. These individuals wish to wage a quote, full ground war against the United States.
Seven guys? I am not a general. I am not in any way affiliated with the military academy. But I believe if you are going to wage a full ground war against the United States, you need to field at least as many people as, say, a softball team.
Unfortunately, because of the fine work of law enforcement, these men were unable to advance their deadly plot.
A dreadful potential catastrophe averted. And clearly, government wouldn't bother to hold a press conference if this were not a major step in the war on terror. Right? All right. So good night, everybody. And, oh, I'm sorry, questions.
The man to have any actual contact with any members of Al-Qaeda that you know of?
Any... The answer to that is no.
Did you find any explosives, weapons?
And you raise a good point.
You do raise a good point. That point being that these deadly international terrorists had very slyly disguised themselves as a bunch of dipshits living in a warehouse. As for the plot.
Was there anything against the Sears Tower except this one apparent just kind of a mention of the Sears Tower? It doesn't look like they ever took pictures or...
One of the individuals was familiar with the Sears Tower, had worked in Chicago and had been there, so was familiar with the tower. But it, in terms of the plans, it was more aspirational than operational.
No weapons, no actual contact with Al-Qaeda, but one of them had been to Chicago.
All the women in the factory, when their faces blow a fuse, it's a miracle. I have to feed them facts to be alone. Man, if he call, oh, fellas and umbrellas in the middle of the night, what you gonna do when the Mennonites bite? Lock lips in the Teddy Boy Chevrolet, touch tips and you're punked in the alleyway. Novotel, the phone's tapped anyway. Novotel, I need something of my own. No dice, I feed them facts to be alone and alone and alone, yeah. Smoke crack like Isaac Asimov. Faux black delayed reaction of. Sure enough, she's snuggling up to me. I've got to feed them facts. She never listen when I tell her that I wanna go. She should've come when I invited you to see my show. Gee, it's a pity that your mama had to get away. I've got to break for the holiday down in the factory. I've got to bring them back to me. As if you care, I don't wanna come back to you there. Down in the factory, when their faces blow a fuse, it's a miracle. I have to feed them facts to be alone. Man, if he calls and the women don't look back to me, I got a motel mama down in the cannery. I've got to feed them facts to be alone and alone and alone, yeah.
Al-Qaeda sleeper cell, you should know.
We study and we train through the Bible.
What? Misinterpreting the Bible, that's our job. Wait a minute, these guys aren't even Muslims. In fact, I think even they're confused about what they are.
But there were connections to other members of this group in Chicago?
Yes, we have soldiers in Chicago.
Why do you call yourself soldiers? What's the, you know, if it's a peaceful group, why use the term soldier?
Because we study and we train through the Bible, not only physical, but mentally.
So apparently studying the Bible is what makes a soldier. I guess like Sergeant Desmond Tutu or Lieutenant Colonel the Pope.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. Without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much. Does that make me crazy?
That right there was two songs in a row by Gnarls Barkley. Gnarls Barkley, fascinating collaboration between Danger Mouse, made famous with his Grey album, and CeeLo Green. That's who the collaboration was with. Danger Mouse and CeeLo Green. CeeLo Green is kind of a gospel singer and rapper and all sorts of stuff based in Atlanta. Very, very impressive voice on that guy. And you just got a little bit of it in Crazy, which we heard, along with Gone Daddy Gone, which was the first cut we heard. Those two tracks are both found on their recent album called Saint Elsewhere, which is a very cool record. You gotta listen to it. If you liked either of those two songs, you owe it to yourself to check out the rest of the record, because it's all over the map, that record. It is crazy. There's all sorts of different sounds coming in, a lot of like the 60s R&B soul kind of stuff mixed with like electronica, and there's rapping. It is bizarre and totally cool and worth looking into. All right, finishing up this episode of The Sounds in My Head, a band from France, Paris to be precise, called The Prototypes, who basically could be called Stereo Total 2. They sound exactly like Stereo Total, and they're very good at it. I like them a lot, as I do Stereo Total. I don't fault them for ripping off Stereo Total, because every band rips off some other band, so what's the difference, right? Prototypes, very good. We're going to hear cut one from their self-titled debut in America album. They've got a couple of records that they released overseas, and they've kind of picked and choose the songs and stuck them on a record for America and called it The Prototypes. We're going to hear cut one, which I'm not going to embarrass myself by trying to say, because it's in French, and we all know I can't speak French to save my life or any other language, because I'm a dumbass American, as we've covered here before. All right, Prototypes, finishing up this episode of The Sounds in My Head. For this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Animal Comeback Animal, and I Hope That Something Better Comes Along, both by The Muppets, both from the Muppet Movie soundtrack. You can leave comments on the Sounds in My Head website at thesoundsinmyhead.com. You can also email me at daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com. I love to hear from you. We'll see you next week on the Sounds in My Head.